The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are The Other Stories.
Alien. It was cold that night. Colder than normal for that time of year. I remember clear as yesterday, though how could I not, given that it was when this nightmare began. I'd been out in the field, tending to my flock, when I'd first seen the light in the night sky. It was a fiery speck that twinkled like a distant flame at the end of a pitch-dark cellar. I remember glancing up at the time and disregarding it as meaningless, the folly of the heavens, but I'd soon find my initial assessment to be wholly inaccurate. A while later, for reasons still unknown to me, I glanced up a second time, to see the speck had now doubled in size. This time, it held my gaze, and I just stared upwards until my neck got sore. Within the burning orange, the shape of a dark disc was now visible. There was something solid in the fire. A rock, maybe, I thought. I considered running to the local town to alert the village council in case it was something more, but thought better of it. What's the point? I'd asked myself. Space rocks fall in my fields all the time. Only recently had I found a large meteor the size of my skull still smouldering in its crater not too far from where I was standing that night. This was just another rock. I was sure of it. After rounding up my wayward cattle and herding them into their night dwellings, I set back to my house, sparing one last glance upwards. This time, I was stopped dead in my tracks. The rock was as now as large as our star in the night sky. Now, however, the rock was recognizable as something else, something artificial. A metal disc that I remember thinking at the time looked like a burning plate. A burning plate that was getting larger as it drew closer. This certainly merited the attention of the local council, but at this point I'd never reached the town in time, so instead I just stood, with mouth agape, and watched. I watched as the fire grew brighter, I watched as the disc grew larger, and I watched as the object came to a surprisingly gentle collision with the ground of the field adjacent to the one I was standing in. The ground shook as dirt flew into the air, and still, all I could do was watch. Eventually, I somehow managed to move, and did so in the direction of this landed heavenly thing as fast as I could. This apparently wasn't the first time a metal object had fallen from the sky. I'd heard stories from far away of metal beasts descending from space shrouded in fire. They would unfurl themselves from the ball they arrived as and view our world with cold, glassy eyes. They were wordless and mechanical and sought only to take our plants, our livestock and, on a couple of reported occasions, one of our own. These were just rumors, though, hearsay, and most had disregarded them as such. But now, faced with a thing in actuality, I realized there must at least be some truth to the stories. As I arrived in the adjacent field, I found the disc, which, as it happened, was more conical in shape, sat smoldering in the dirt bowl its impact had formed, like a metal egg in an earthen nest. From its metal-paneled side, a doorway began to open with a hiss, revealing a dark interior, and then stillness. A slave to my curiosity, I took a couple of foolish steps forward, eager to peer inside. Edging closer, step by step, I came almost within arm's reach before a tall figure appeared in the doorway, with enough suddenness to send me falling over backwards onto the ground. The visitor was garbed in strange, chunky, pale clothing that appeared seamless. This was save for the hole its head, the only visible part of the creature, poked out of. It appeared fragile by comparison to us. Its pale skin was pulled taut over an angular bone structure, large eyes set close together and far into their sockets, and with a patch of something strange and burnt orange on its crown. Was this headwear, or something organic? It looked almost plant-like, as though it was growing from the creature's scalp. Seeing me sat on the floor, it took a step forward and extended its hand, adorned with an extra digit, in my direction. I viewed it suspiciously. Was I to be taken with the visitor, like the victims of the stories I'd heard? It pulled the tight skin around its mouth back to reveal rows of tiny teeth, far more than normal, all of near uniform size. I couldn't tell if this was an expression of aggression or reassurance, though given the circumstance, I assumed the latter. I felt far from reassured. "Who are you?" I wanted to scream. "Where do you come from?" I already half knew the answer to this second question. Upwards. Outer space. What stood before me was a creature from another planet, another galaxy for all I knew. After a moment's hesitation, I reached up and grabbed the creature's hand, covered in its strange armored glove, and allowed it to pull me up. Teeth still bared, it spoke words in a language we'd later come to understand and fear. This was only when its peers used this language to talk us from our homes, which we'd soon learn were positioned over rich mineral and ore deposits we had yet to discover for ourselves. This was also the language that was used to tell us they were taking our resources, our land, for themselves, and they would let us live peacefully if we stayed in our designated safe zones. They then used their words to negotiate the terms of our slave-like labor in the mines they'd set up in the rubble of our former towns. "Don't worry," the visitor said after helping me to my feet. "I'm from the planet Earth. We come in peace."
I
hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Alien was written by Matthew Butcher, narrated by Steve Conlin, with music by Tom Robson. For more information and even a free book, head over to www.porkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as $1 a month. Get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collected print edition of The Other Stories, and even suggest story ideas or be featured in a story yourself. So, until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.